Country Club FM.
Let's do it. It's the Bob Almanac. Welcome. Our Bob Almanac here today for Monday, December 9th. No quiz or anything, just a straight good old-fashioned almanac right to the very end. And today we have an almanac salute.
Hey, it's a big night. Tonight's the night that Santa Claus comes and his reindeer will be landing on the roof. Then he takes his big bag of toys and he slides down the chimney.
Aw, come on.
What do you mean, aw, come on?
Just hold it right there, bird brain. Do you know how big the inside of a chimney is?
Well,
about this big, that's how big. So how's a guy like Santa Claus, who's built like a dump truck, how's he gonna come down all those skinny little chimneys, huh?
Good question. Carol Spinney, who was Big Bird, voice of Oscar the Grouch, has passed away. At the age of 85, he had a long illness. He died at his home in Woodstock, Connecticut. That Christmas Eve on Sesame Street was must-watch TV in our house when we were young. That was one of the specials that we absolutely would not and could not miss. So our salute today, Carol Spinney, Big Bird, Oscar the Grouch, has passed away. Monday, December 9th, 343rd day of the year, 22 days. And it sounds like we're going to have another salute tomorrow. Somebody that just broke that somebody else has passed. An actor who was on Deep Space Nine and on Benson, Rene Auberjonois. We'll mention him, of course, tomorrow. He'll get the full almanac salute treatment. On this date, 1793, the American Minerva published. We need more newspapers named Minerva. Anybody out there, I got a crisp $20 bill for anybody who's starting up a newspaper, which is a good idea in this day and age. Start it up, and if you name it the Minerva, I'll give you that crisp $20 bill. We need more people named Minerva, too. So that was the first daily newspaper in New York City, the American Minerva, 1793, 1884, our patent of the day. Lavon M. Richardson received a patent for the ball-bearing roller skate. Of course, the first thing he attempted to do was to roller skate in a buffalo herd, and the sad part is that it ended up being his heirs that would benefit on the roller skate patent. You don't roller skate in a buffalo herd if Roger Miller has taught us anything. 1884. 1935, first Heisman Trophy Award to Jay Berwanger, Chicago. He was the University of Chicago. He's a halfback. A guy ran all over college football in 1935. He was the first ever Heisman Trophy Award winner. Of course, 5 or 6 years later, we had our own Minnesota Golden Gopher Bruce Smith. We haven't had one since. 1941, China declared war against Japan, Germany, and Italy, the Axis powers. China was fighting against them, too. Thank you, China. Thank you for the help. Now help us with this whole trade thing, would you? 1941, 1953, General Electric, GE, the mammoth, that is GE, General Electric, announced that they would fire all communist employees. All employees that said they were communists will be fired. 1953, General Electric, and the guy goes, communist? I said socialist. What, you clean the wax out of yours. I said socialist. Anyway, 1953, 1965, speaking of Christmas specials, Christmas Eve on Sesame Street is right up there with this.
Christmas time is here, happiness and cheer, but for all that children call their favorite time.
Charlie Brown Christmas. Charles Schulz debuted on this date, the skimpy little tree, the whole thing, how Snoopy was able to deck out his doghouse in such a short period of time. Linus says, lights please. Classic. 1965, here this date. 1967.
Lieutenant Kelly on the right arrests Morrison. At the very end of this clip, you'll see Officer Meyerholtz jump in and grab Morrison's arm.
And we escorted him off the back of the stage, and he never resisted.
Did he seem drunk or stoned or both?
Oh, God, yes.
Jim Morrison was arrested on this date, making him, it's believed, that he was the first ever rock star to be taken into custody off the stage during a performance. They had maced him in the backstage, and they were already were going to arrest him at the end of the show. So they maced him, disorderly conduct, trespassing, I don't know, whatever he was doing backstage. Who knows what Jim Morrison does backstage? But the police maced him, and they said, okay, you can do the show. We don't want to disappoint everybody in New Haven, Connecticut. We're going to have you do the show, but we're going to arrest you at the end of the show, as long as you behave. And guess what? Yeah, you guessed it. Jim Morrison did not behave during the show. He started berating the police officers, calling them names, and they came up and they hauled him away this day, 1967. It would not be the last arrest for Jim Morrison before his death. And in the news this date, this is 11 years ago already.
Barack Obama's open Senate seat has been up for sale, according to the FBI.
This is a sad day for government. It's a very sad day for Illinois government.
Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich was arrested, along with his chief of staff, John Harris, on Tuesday morning by federal authorities and charged with corruption.
It was a sad day in government. Sadly, it was not the last sad day in government. Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, who then would go on to some reality TV fame, arrested trying to sell President-elect Barack Obama's open Senate seat, trying to sell it. Highest bidder. I mean, you can't blame him for trying, just trying to make a little extra money, a little side hustle there. That was in 2008. Let's move on to birthdays now today, shall we?
The symbol of the Senate, all the power of Rome.
Spartacus, Kirk Douglas, still with us. Michael's father, he might outlive Michael. Kirk Douglas is 103 today. Neil, where are you? We haven't heard from virtual Neil.
I'm ready, Jim.
Okay. Let's move on to Buck Henry. Happy birthday from SNL.
It doesn't do me much good to know that the inspector's number is 68, because the factory is all the way in Japan. So it's number 68. I'd like to get my hands on number 68.
She's,
what?
What's up, Mama son?
Inspector 68 is your mother?
Mama son!
I don't know what's the matter with her. Wait a minute. It's 89. It's my mistake.
Time for another edition of Samurai TV Repairman. It was good. Buck Henry was a writer, and he was every now and then hilarious in the skits that he would do on Saturday Night Live. Did you ever see that skit, Neil?
I only watch Gunsmoke.
Buck Henry, 89 today. Now, I know that virtual Neil, you know who Judi Dench is, right? Judi Dench, do you know?
Huh?
Because I think you're a sexist, misogynist dinosaur, a relic of the Cold War, whose boyish charms, though wasted on me, obviously appeal to that young woman I sent out to evaluate you.
Point taken.
Not quite, 007.
Dame Judi Dench, she played M. That role was killed off in one of the more recent ones, right? Was it Skyfall, I think? Dame Judi Dench, M, played M in so many of the Bond movies, 85 today. Bo Bridges, 78.
It is not an old folks' home. It's an active senior living community. You should stop by. Some of those women could really use a mother figure.
There's another show right there that was canceled way before its time. They didn't give it a chance. Bo Bridges, he's one of the Bridges boys. You know, Lloyd is his father, and Jeff Bridges, 78 today. Butkus.
We're not just a couple of animals who can only play football. We can be civilized, too.
Tennis is sophisticated, but you still got to be fast on your feet. So we still drink light beer from Miller. It's got a third less calories than the regular beer, and it's less filling.
Bubba Smith and Dick Butkus playing tennis, and that's something I'd like to see. Dick Butkus, 77. You know, how many tackles did he make that one year, Neil?
I'll look that up.
Okay, I appreciate that. He's a Hall of Famer, of course, tough guy, and he did a lot of acting. He is 77, a Klingon on our birthday list today.
I am not a man. I am a Klingon! If you doubt it, a demonstration can be arranged.
Yeah, that's enough of a demonstration. And you can show me what you need to do with the batlift. Just tell me, show me your batlift skills and some of the food that you eat. And I'm pretty sure I know that it is a Klingon. Michael Dorn is 67. That's 171 in Klingon years. He was in a number of Star Trek movies and shows and things. Michael Dorn, 67. Then, of course, he moved into the lucrative world of insurance spokesman and insurance endorsements. 67 today. John Malkovich, this guy, he was interesting. Still is.
I don't even remember who I was before they sunk their claws into me.
That made you into a real monster.
That's right.
And now they want to destroy me because we can't have monsters roaming the quiet country.
Malkovich, 66. That's from In the Line of Fire. He's been in a lot of movies, being John Malkovich, Red. a lot. And John Malkovich, just being himself, he is 66. One of our favorite names in NBA, not WNBA, but NBA history, World Be Free. He had a better name than he had stats in the NBA, played for the Cavaliers and the Warriors, most notably. World Be Free. Happy birthday. He is 66. You hear this gal here on Bob. That's Sylvia right there. A lot of her songs, now Nobody was a big pop country crossover, but a lot of her songs kind of had a western deserty feel. This is Drifter. And then she did Matador and Tumbling Tumbleweeds, that was Sons of Pioneers. So Sylvia on our list here today, happy birthday to her. 63, Donny Osmond, 62, good grief. And Marie, how could you forget Donnie and Marie, right? Marie was on The View the other day. I just happened to run into it. Didn't look like Marie. When you're near me like this, so Donny Osmond, 62. Felicity Huffman, not worthy of any audio. She's doing hard time because of the college admission scandal. Felicity Huffman from Desperate Housewives, 57. Kurt Angle, one of the best the WWF has ever produced. He was an Olympic gold medal winner, 96. 51. Kurt Angle's 51. Good grief. Hey, Neil, it's Bob Dylan's son's birthday today.
Huh?
Jacob Dylan from the Wallflowers is 50 today. Our rapper of the day is Cannabis. What's his real name?
I'll look that up.
Okay, Cannabis 45. He got really creative with that one. And from Big Bang Theory.
Wait till you see this.
It's fantastic. Unbelievable.
See what? It's a Stephen Hawking lecture from MIT in 1974.
This isn't a good time.
It's before he became a creepy computer boy.
He was Howard on The Big Bang Theory. Simon Helberg. If they ever did a remake or a reboot of Gilligan's Island, he would be perfect for that role. And what role? Not the professor, not the skipper, Gilligan, maybe Marianne. But Gilligan, Simon Helberg, is 39. Gone but not forgotten's, Neil. Are you ready? Well, I guess I'm ready. I'm the one who's doing it.
Let's do it.
It's Clarence Birdseye gave us frozen food, among the foods that built America, 1886. How about this lady?
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
I can't imagine anybody else other than Margaret Hamilton playing that role, the Wicked Witch. That was 1902 for Margaret Hamilton. He is Thomas. We knew him better as Tip O'Neill. Tip O'Neill, 1912, former Speaker of the House. Fred Sanford.
Oh, this is the worst one I ever had, son. Oh, it's the worst one. This is a big one. I'm dying. You hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you, honey. Oh. Maybe that's Elizabeth.
Red Fox, he was the John Sanford, Sanford and Son, or excuse me, Fred Sanford. His real name was John Sanford. I don't know, a lot of people know that, but that's a little trivia. So his last name in the TV show was his actual real name, Red Fox. He could go blue when he was doing his stand-up. I remember seeing his stand-up. I was stunned. 1922, Dick Van Patten. What time is it, Neil?
TV theme time.
Eight is enough. Grant Goodeve doing the honors here on lead vocals. Dick Van Patten, he was the leader of the Eight Kids. Eight is enough for Tom Bradford. He almost walked off the set when they said, yeah, we're going to give you a ninth kid. He said, can't do it. Eight is enough. It's right there in the title. So, Dick Van Patten, 1928, one of my favorite talk show hosts.
Dip it, fat face. Bring on the bimbos, baby.
You know, I was watching when he brought on the bimbos. Morton Downey Jr., it was the show Oprah wish she could have done, but she didn't. Morton Downey Jr., he was the mouth that roared, zip it, you pablum puker. Morton Downey Jr., he kind of changed the way we see and the way that a lot of talk shows did things, 1933. And one more.
And I was almost persuaded.
David Houston, this is one of the big country hits of all time. Number one for 9 weeks. He was born in lovely Bossier City, Louisiana, this date. 1935, David Houston and Neil. Now they're all gone,
but not forgotten.
That's the Almanac. Thanks everybody for being a part of it here today. We'll be back and we'll do it, of course, again tomorrow at 8:45. Listen tomorrow morning for Kenny Chesney's Story Time. You can win tickets just before 8, and I'll be back for today's All Request Lunch Hour, noon to 1.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBGY Faribault, KLCI Elk River.